وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase all of us in knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. I hope you had an opportunity to do some conjugations. Did you do some conjugation? It's very important. Otherwise, I will tend to forget. We'll practice a little bit now again, brothers and sisters. Remember in Madi, at Huma, and at Mutaharik pronouns, this will open up and the root will be visible. Where? At Mutaharik pronouns and at Humma also. At Hum, the Lam Kalima will be dropped. That's the rule for Madi. Brothers and sisters, Mudariya, it's not very difficult, except we have to understand how to express in words the analysis of the marfu, mansub and majzum. This is very important. And this is where it's more detailed and a little bit complex. But only in the beginning, once you understand, I consider this a fun part. It's more enjoyable, brothers and sisters. And our concept of dividing the mudari into three groups makes it very easy, inshallah. We'll discuss it. Let's start Madi, da'a. Da'a, da'awa, open up. And then in the hum, da'aw. Alif, which was actually waw, dropped. And then da'at, da'ata, and then da'awna, da'awta, da'awtuma, da'awtum, da'awti, da'awtuma, da'awtunna, da'awtu, da'awna. Say it all, brothers and sisters, say it. Make an effort and say it loudly. Okay? Fine, brothers and sisters. Now, once you look at this, then your mind should do the job. Yada'u, yada'uvani, yada'una, tada'u, tada'uvani, yada'una. All you do is put the noon, khalas. Food is ready, put the noon, come and eat it. Okay? And then, anta, tada'u, tada'uvani, tada'una, and then, tada'ina, tada'uvani, tada'una, ad'u, nad'u. Fine. Yes. Practice, brother. That is naqis al-wawi. Okay? One more we'll do shaka. Just for the sake of practice. Shaka, shakawa, shakau, shakat, shakata, shakauna, shakauta, shakautuma, shakautum, shakauti, shakautuma, shakautunna, shakautu, shakauna. See how easy it becomes, brothers and sisters. And then, brothers and sisters, yashku, yashku, yashkuvani, yashkuna, tashku, tashkuvani, yashkuna, tashku, tashkuvani, tashkuna, tashkina, tashkuvani, tashkuna, ashku, nashku. Everything from your mind, brothers and sisters. So if I say da'a, are you with me? Huwa, da'a. Hiya, da'at. Hum, da'au. Ana, da'autu. Anta, da'auta. Anti, da'auti. Like that, inshallah. And then we go to mudariya. Huwa, yada'u. Hiya, tada'u. أنت تدعو، أنا أدعو، نحن ندعو. This is a piece of cake. Huh? But then, and then هم يدعون، أنتم تدعون، أنت تدعين. Yeah, that's all you have to think. Inshallah. Okay, we come to now, brothers and sisters, Masha. Masha, Mashaya, Mashau, Mashat, Mashata, Mashaina, Mashaita, Mashaituma, Mashaitum, Mashaiti, Mashaituma, Mashaitunna, Mashaitu, Mashaina, Mashala, Mashala. Okay, brothers and sisters, Yamshi, here we have to be careful. Yamshi, Yamshiyani, Yamshuna, Yamshuna, Tamshi, Tamshiyani, Yamshina. Then Tamshi, Tamshiyani, Tamshuna, Tamshina, Tamshiyani, Tamshina, Amshi, Namshi. Isn't it easy, brother? And your mind is now understanding it and figuring out quickly, inshallah. Now, brother and sister, this is here. This is one particular thing in which you have to be a little more careful. You have to be a little more careful. Okay? Because the kasra came here on Ain Kalima, then Ya became visible. Okay? Now, remember, brothers and sisters, this is Bab Nasara. In other words, if there is a Nakis Vavi, and this Alif is the sign that it is Vavi, and it Bab Nasara. When it is Masha, then it Daraba or Bab Fatah. And when you see Kasra here, then that is Bab Samia. Is it clear? This and this, they look same. Masha and Naha. But Masha Yamshi. Naha Yanha. This will come with practice. As you will read the lessons and as you will conjugate, it will come to you, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters? I am deliberately doing this to revise everything. Okay, brothers and sisters. Nasiya, Nasiya, and then Nasu, Nasu, because you drop this and then there is no compatibility between kasra and waw. So the kasra change into dhamma. You got to understand. I'll write down, brother. It became nasu. This will only happen if there is a kasra on ayn kalima. Example, khashiya, 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 khashu. Bakiya, bakiya, baku. Only in that. Not otherwise. Okay, one more time. Nasiya, nasiya, nasu, and then nasiyat. Because of here. Fata is there. Nasiyat, nasiyata, and then nasina. Not hasina. Okay? Nasina. And then nasita, nasituma, nasitum, nasiti, nasituma, nasitunna, nasitu, nasina. Now comes, brother, again. See, there was a dhamma here, there was a kasra here. Now there is a fata. So we get to watch. Because fata is compatible with waw and ya. Okay, both. Yansa. Yansa, yani. And then yansauna. Yansauna. And then tansa, tansayani, and then yansaina. Okay, yansaina. Because actually it is ya. Yansaina. Then anta, tansa, tansayani, tansauna. And then tansaina. This is where most of us make mistakes. Tansaina. Tansayani, and again, Tansaina, ansa, nansa. You will be careful. Okay. Brother, we come to naha. Naha, nahaya, nahau. نهت نهتا نهينا نهيتا نهيتما نهيتم نهيتي نهيتما نهيتن نهيتو نهينا. Brothers and sisters, if we try to understand and use our mind, this is very easy, should not confuse you. But people are gabrified when they come to this. They say it's very complex. But of course it is little complex, but it's easy. You got to understand the rules, you know, okay. Now, yanha, that will be same way as yansa. Yanha, yanhayani, yanhauna, mashallah. Yanhauna, and then tanha, tanhayani, yanhaina, yanhaina. Then tanha, anta tanha, tanhayani, tanhauna, tanhaina, tanhayani, tanhaina. And again, anha, nanha, nanha. Fine, you got it, brother. Now we come to ara. Ara, brothers and sisters. Ara, araya, arau. Arau, arau. When you see the Quran and when you see these verbs, brothers and sisters, nakis verb, right away you will be able to figure out. Inshallah, inshallah. Ara, araya, arau, arat, arata, araina, araita, araituma, araitum, araiti, araituma, araitunna, araitu, araina. Okay, brothers and sisters, yara. Yara, yarayani, yarauna. What is it? Yarauna, yarauna. Okay, yarauna, and then tara, tarayani, yaraina. Ya raina, okay. Anta tara tarayani tarauna anti taraina tarayani antunna taraina ana ara nahnu nara. Okay. See, now we started quite a long while ago understanding mudariya and the moods of mudariya. What is it, brothers? Moods of mudariya. How many moods? Three. Marfu, mansu, majzum.
Fielu madin, fielu amrin, mabniyani, mabniyani. Fielu madin, fielu amrin, mabniyani, mabniyani. فعل المضاري is معرب.
معرب means it declines. معرب, remember this.
فعل المضاري is معرب. It has three kinds of mood.
What are they?
It can be marfu. It can be mansub. It can be majzum. But never majroor. Fi'lu madin, fi'lu amrin, mabniyani, mabniyani. Fi'lu madin, fi'lu amrin, mabniyani, mabniyani. Fi'lu mudariyun is mu'rabun. It has three kinds of mood. Fi'lun mudariyun is mu'rabun. It has three kinds of mood. It can be marfu. It can be mansub. It can be majzum, but never majrur. It can be marfu. It can be mansub. It can be majzum, but never majrur.
Inshallah, you'll remember. Alhamdulillah. Now, when we did the healthy verbs, sahi, fi'l sahi, it was normal, easy. Now comes how to describe it. So, three divisions, five in your pocket. Noon aata hai, noon jata hai. And then the mabni. Whether noon comes and noon goes, there is no problem. You can bring any verb. If I don't see noon, then it is either mansub or majzum. If I see noon, it's marfu. So it's easy. Here, we have to figure out. So, five in your pocket, no matter, brothers and sisters, what kind of a verb is. Is it wawi or ya? It doesn't matter. If it is marfu, then you will have to describe al-fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi-dammatil mukattara. That's all. When will you do it? When it is marfu and when it is five in your pocket. That's all. So it's simple, brother. When you divide it, it becomes simple. Now, remember, yada'u is yada'u-wu. Yamshi, yamshi-yu. Yansa, yansa-yu. Samia, yasma-u. That's all. You have to always think, nasara, yansuru, daraba, yadribu, samia, yasma'u, fataha, yaftahu. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, you can see Dhamma there. What is Naha, Yanha, Fataha, Yaftahu. So, Yanha, Yu. So, where is the Yu? Dhammatul Mukattara. You'll remember, brother. And now comes Yara. It is Yara Yu. And then it is Dhammatul Mukattara. Now, how do you make Mansu? Remember we used to do... Okay. Zahabtu ila suki li ashtariya. Remember? Ashtariya. We used to bring fata to make the verb mansu. Okay. So here we will make it mansu. Yada'u wa. Yada'u wa. And then yamshi ya. So what is the sign of mansu? Al fatahatu zahiratu. It's visible. Sahi? Visible. Okay? No, I wrote down Zahiratu because if it is Mukaddara, then it is Zahir. One is estimated and one is present, visible. Now, when it comes to Yansa, Yanha, Yara, the form did not change. Marfu same, Mansub same. Instead of saying yansa ya, it's yansa. Instead of saying yanha ya, it's yanha. Instead of saying yara ya, it's yara. So where is the sign of mansub? Al-fatahatu mukattara. Only in this. Now remember, brothers and sisters, you have to understand one thing. Where is the vowel sign on ayn kalima? What did I say? Vowel sign on, in mudariya. Okay. Where is the vowel sign on ayn kalima? Dhamma. So then it will be yada'u wa. Sahi? Where is the vowel sign on yamshi ayn kalima? Kasra. So it's yamshi ya. But if the vowel sign on ayn kalima is fata, are you with me? Then you do not give another fata. Are you with me? This is something very easy to understand. Look at it, brother. Yada'u-wa. I made it mansu. Yada'u-wa. What is on ayn kalima? Dhamma. Yada'u. So, yada'u-wa. What is on yamshi? What is the sign on ayn kalima? Kasra. So, you say yamshi, ya. And what is on yansa? Where is the vowel sign on ayn kalima? Fata. Now you cannot say yansiya. You'll just say yansa. Are you with that? That's why. Because the vowel sign on ayn kalima is fata, you do not give extra fata. That's the reason. Yansa. Yansa ya. No. Yansa. Again, Yansa. It's Mansub. So then what will you say? Al-Fatahatu Muqaddara. Fi'lun mudari'un mansubun bil fatahatil muqaddara. When will you do that, Sister Mainas? When the Ain Kalima has a fatah. That's all. Inshallah you will remember. Inshallah you will remember. Now, majzum, it's very simple. Five in your pocket. How do we make majzum in noon aata hai, noon jata hai? Let the noon go. But in five in your pocket, how do you make majzum? If it is naqis, the lam kalima is weak, just drop it. Are you with me? In all other words, we gave a sukun to make it majzum. But when the lam kalima is weak with waw, arya, what do? Just drop it. So it's easy, brother. Now all these things we have to remember. And then when we study Quran and read Quran, brothers, we got to know all these things. Can you imagine what is happening to us? We read the Quran, we don't know what's going on. And once you understand all these things, inshallah, your understanding of Quran will be much more deeper, inshallah. And you will enjoy the eloquence and the beauty of the Quran, which is a miracle. Okay, so you see, yada'u, yamshi, and then yansa, yanha, and yara. Now how do you make amar? It's easy. You already dropped the weak letter. Now we cannot read it. So you got to bring hamza. So yada'u will become ud'u. And the rest of them will be kasra. Okay, imshi, insa, inha. Now comes yara. How do you make amar from yara? I'll do it here. Brothers and sisters, I'll do it here. I'm writing tara. How do I make amar? Chop alamatu mudariya and chop the weak letter. What is left? Ra. Okay. This is amar. But it is not used. Not used. What is used instead? Unzur. Look. See. Instead of ra, we say unzur. So we remember that. And after break, inshallah, I write down a verse of the Quran and explain you the verb waqa yaqi. It's so, so beautiful, brother. You will understand, you will love it, inshallah. You got the idea, brother? So majzum will be fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi hadhafi harfi illa. Are you with me, brother and sister? Now, this is what I felt I should tell you in the morning. And you, inshallah, try to understand. And now we read it, brother. We did the lesson. We are now in the exercises. Correct, brothers and sisters? If you will make an effort to do naqis verb, conjugate naqis verb, brother and sister, it will greatly help you. It will make you master of Arabic verbs. Your weakness here will cause you problems later on. Okay, brothers and sisters, ماذا تفعل سواد? What is سواد doing? What is سواد doing? You know, what is she doing? تقوي. What will you say? تقوي ثياب. What will you say? تقوي ثياب. كوا يكوي. هي تقوي. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? من كوا المنديل. No, Mindila was done by her mother. Umuswada. Yes. Or you can say, how will you use the verb? Kawat. What will you say? Kawat. What will you say? Kawat ha ummuha. Kawat ha ummuha. Are you with me? Kawat ha ummuha. You want me to write it? Or you are okay? I will write down, brother. Kavat a ummuha. Okay, brother, where is the verb? Where is the verb? Kav. What is the verb? Kav. What is next? Tau thanisi. Okay. And what is next? Mafulun bi. Where is the file? Ummu wa huwa mudafum. How easy it is, brother. And how beautiful it is. That's the way you look into the verses of the Quran. Figure out where is the fail fire to understand it properly, inshallah. Okay, fine. Masmu zamilati allati da'at su'ada ila baytiha. Okay. Ismuha Salwa. Ismuha Salwa. أسمح لها أبوها بالذهاب إلى بيتها. نعم. Very simple. سمح لها. سمح لها. No direct مفعول, but سمح لها. لها جر will come. إلى من شكا محمود زميله شكاه ilal mudir, shakahu ilal mudir. Fine, brother. Limashtara Mahmudun halwa. Why did Mahmud buy halwa? Liannahu yuridu an yada'uwa salasatan min az-zumala'ihi ila baytihi. We are talking about him. Inshallah. Is it clear, brothers and sisters? Inshallah, you'll try to write it. And after writing, you know you have Hallo-Tamarin. You can always check with Hallo-Tamarin to make sure that your answers match the solution. Brothers and sisters, number two we have done, so I'm going to skip it. Number three, it's very easy, brothers and sisters. Baka, what is mudariya? Yabki, what is originally? Asluhu, yabki yu. Make it majzum, yabki, drop the last lam kalima. And amar, ibki, again same, majzum. Masha, yamshi, and then lam, yamshi, and then imshi. Kawa yakwi, lam yakwi, and then ikwi. Now, jara yajri, lam yajri, and then ijri. This is, I was hoping that you would do it. I hope you have done it at home, inshallah. Rama yarmi, lam yarmi, irmi. Bana yabni, lam yabni, ibni. Okay? Saka, this is a very nice word, brother. Saka, yaski, lam, yaski, and then iskri. With kaf. Yeah, fine. Tuhdafu, lamul fi'l mu'attal. Tuhdafu means it is dropped. This is a passive voice. We are going to study in book 3, inshallah. Tuhdafu, lamul. Now, lamu is naif fa'il. It's not fa'il, but it is naif fa'il. We have not studied. So you should not worry. This we will study in book 3, inshallah. So in mudariya majzum and in fi'al amar, the lam kalima is dropped to make the verb majzum. When does it get dropped, brother? I want a good answer. Hafza? When do you drop lam kalima to make it majzum? Yes, naqis, but when? When it is 5 in your pocket. When is it? That's all. When do you drop it? When those are from the 5 in our pocket. That's all. Not otherwise. Okay, fine, brother. Look at the sentence and watch for it. Bana Ibrahimu alayhi salam al-Ka'bata. Where is the verb? Bana. Fi'lun madin. Are you listening? Fi'lun madin mabniun ala. This is madi. Fatahatul Muqaddara. What is bana actually? Banaya. See, now, I do not expect that all of you should have answers straight away. I am saying it so that, inshallah, you will remember it. Slowly, slowly. By listening to the teacher, inshallah, you will absorb it. Huh? Fine. Where is the file of bana? Ibrahim, mashallah. There is there mafulun bihi? Yes, al-Kaaba, mashallah. Limaza tajriya wulaid. Translation, brother. Why are you running, your little fellow? Huh? Okay. La tarmi. Now see tarmi. La an nahiya. What is tarmi? How do you describe tarmi? Fa'lun mudari'un majzumun bihadfi harfi illa. That's all. Huh? Okay. Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiru anda. What is al-kumamata? Mafulun bihi. Fi sharia. You know that. Rest of it. Do not throw garbage in the street, oh my brother. Now, saka yaski, brothers and sisters. You just remember it. Huh? There are some verbs which will have two mafulun bihi. What did I say? There are some verbs which have two mafun. And inshallah, we will come across them and I'll be pointing it out to them, to you. There are some verbs, very few, they have three mafun. But that we will study in book 3. Now here, saka, if you remember, has two mafun. Saka means to give water or to give a drink. Are you with me? To give a drink. Now, you give somebody something. Huh? Yeah. See, you give somebody water. So he got two mafulun bihi. Look at it carefully. Iskri. What is iskri? Fi'lu amrin mabniyun ala hadfi harfi illa. Okay. Where is the file? Mustatir. Mustatir. Takdiruhu anta. Iskri, the first form of amar. Saka, yaski, iskri. Okay? Let me write down, brother. Saka, yaski, and then iskri. Okay? Now, then comes, what is next to iskri? Nunu vikaya. What is it? Nunu vikaya. It is nunu vikaya. And then ya mutakalam mafulun bihi. Fine. That is your mafulun bihi number one. And where is your next mafulun bihi? Ma'an. And what is baridan? Naat. Masha'Allah, masha'Allah. You got it, brother. Give me, you know, provide me drink of water. Cold water. Fine. La tabni. Bana yabni tabni. La tabni. Don't build. Tabni, brothers and sisters. Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun. Because of la nahiya. Bi hadfi harfi illa. Where is the file? Anta. Mustatir. Takdiru anta. Baitaka. Do not build your house. Fi hadhihi al-kariyati. Fi harf jar. Hadhihi ism majrur. Al-kariyati. Badal, mashallah, mashallah. Lam yatil mudiru al yawma. Translation, brother? Lam yati al mudiru al yawma. The mudir did not come, mashallah. If you can translate, alhamdulillah, brother. That's beautiful. Ata yati. So lam has come. And it made The fi'l mudari majzum. So how will I describe yati? Fi'lun mudariun majzumun bi hadfi arfi illa. Alhamdulillah. Khalas. And where is the fa'il? Mudir. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Brother, don't you think it's so nice that we can understand where is the fa'il? Where is the verb? What kind of a verb it is? This is, brother, the climax of your understanding. We started with nothing, and we are nearly at the end of book 2, and you are understanding so beautifully. Alhamdulillah. All of you should be congratulated for your hard work and for your dedication. May Allah further increase you in knowledge, and then you enjoy learning book 3 and understand it fully, inshallah. Amen. Brother and sister, Limaza yabki tiflu ya Amina. You are asking Amina. Limaza yabki atiflu. What is yabki? Fi'lun mudari'un marfu'un bi dammatil muqaddara. Where is the file? Atiflu. Translation, brother. You are asking Amina. Why is the child crying? Yeah, that's it. Good, brother. Very good. Now we say, Ijri ya waladu. Translation first. Run, oh little fellow. Run. Ijri. Felu amrin. Mabniun ala hadhafi harfi illa. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay. Now come. Ijri ya bintu. Now let us see how you analyze this. Ijri fi'lu amrin mabni ala hadfi nun. Khalas. Are you with me? Tajri. It will come, sister Mehnaz. Brothers and sisters, if you make a mistake, it's normal. We are learning. And you will, make a couple of mistakes here and there that should not deter you. Inshallah, we learn. Anta tajri. Ready? Tajri, tajriyani, tajruna. And then anti tajrina. Anti tajrina. Tajri, tajriyani, tajruna, tajrina. Now make it amar. I will write down, brother. Tajrina. Okay, brothers? Fi'l amrin mabniun ala hadfi nun. Where is the file? This is a Nasreen? Ya is the file. So, ijri ya bintu means? Run, daughter. Girl. Oh, what a beautiful sentence, brother. See, now you can analyze this. Ihdina sirat al mustaqim. What a beautiful sentence. What is the madi? Hada. What is mudariya? Yahdi. Can we do the madi mudariya? Hada. Hadaya, hadau, hadat, hadata, hadaina, hadaita, hadaituma, hadaitum, hadaiti, hadaituma, hadaitumna, hadaitu, hadaina. MashaAllah. Yahdi. Ready? Everybody should make an effort. Yahdi, yahdiyani, yahduna. Tahdi, tahdiyani, yahdina. Anta, tahdi, tahdiyani, tahduna, anti, tahdina, tahdiyani, antumna, tahdina, tahdina, ana, ahdi, nahnu, nahdi. Yeah? And then amar, ihdi. How will you define an amar? Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hazfi harfi illa. Okay. Where is the file? Mustatir. Takdiruhu? Anta, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother, fi'l amr is only used when somebody is in front of you. Now Allah Ta'ala is telling us this dua, teaching us dua, in which He says, ask me for guidance. Where is He? In front of you. These are the feelings we should have when we say our salah. Because 5 times a day we are communicating, we are talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the chores of our daily lives we keep it aside and we give time and we speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's right in front of us. These are the feelings we should have. Otherwise, we are missing out many things in our salah. When you say ihdina, He is in front of you. That is why you are using this verb. Why are you using second person verb? Somebody has to be in front of you. Inshallah, we'll discuss more later on. Ihdi, what is na? Mafulun bi. And what is sirata? Number two. See, so hada yahdi can also have two mafulun. Okay, so brother, na mafulun bihi number one, sirata mafulun bihi number two, and what is al mustaqim? Naat, mashallah, naat. Very good, brothers and sisters. La tamshi fi shams. Fellow. Amrin mabniun ala hazvi harfi illa. Translation, brother? Don't walk in the sun. You know. Put a circle on so you don't get mixed up. What is Hamzatul istifham. Kawaiti. Where is the verb? Kawai. What is ti? File. Al kumsana mafulun bihi. Ya ummi. Translate, brother. Did you iron the shirts? Oh, my mother. Very good, brother. La. Lam akvi ha. Lam akvi. Fi'lu mudari'un. Majzumun. Bi hazfi harfi illa. What is ha? Where is the file of akvi? Mustatir. Takdiruhu. Ana. Ana. Very good. Ba'd. What is the meaning of ba'du? Yet. Zarf. Fine. Now, we are saying, ikvi hadal kamisa. Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala. Where is the file? Mustatir. Always mustatir. Takdiru anta. Brother, it is anta. So who is ironing the shirt? Some male is ironing the shirt. Are you with me? If it was female, what would you say? Ikvi. With a ya. Are you see? Ikvi. That means you are telling the muannas. Now here it is, you are telling somebody who is muzakkar. Ikvi. Okay. Ikvi hazal kamisa. Where is what is haza? What is al-kamisa? Badal. You see,